always down. I need to know you're always different. All the things that matter can't be held, trust me. Can't be touched, yet they can be felt, trust me. Been a long year and a half, did the math. Dusting these emotions off the shelf, yeah. I can't help but feel like some of us might feel it more than the rest, Hard to get and harder to keep. Between the sheets, scratch on my back, the mark of the beast. These hands hold you together, these eyes show you a better side. Can't fall with the pressure, I'm in a class of my own. It's been a lonely semester, I bet. When you can't hold it together or can't cope with the pressure, I stand firm through the weather. 10 toes in a storm. Get rid of the ego before you tell me be gone. Gotta paint you this picture before you say you moved on.
Hello, you are listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. You're listening to Crowdflip. Yeah. Woo! My name is Kiana, and I'm here with
Lana.
I have been very lazy. Crowdflip has been crowd flop lately. I've just been crowd flop. Fraud clop.
Everybody clop your fraud.
You're telling me this crowd clopped the crowd? Because I don't know, for some reason, like, I was just saying, like, most of the past ones have been interviews. I've been lining up more interviews. And then for some reason, I'm like, if it's not interviews, I made this commitment on the Crowdflip Instagram that I'm dedicating this show to, like, theory and, like, really important, like academic kind of things, because I feel like real life stories that you hear time and time and time again are somehow not enough, even though those are also like valid, if not more so than reading a paper. But yeah, so if anyone is listening, Crowdflip basically is sort of, its premise was centered around women, non-binary, trans folks in music, and sort of just, like, I think drawing, I don't want to say, yeah, I think uplifting those and then talking about ways that those groups are discredited within music spaces and music industries, and sometimes it can be, like, on an individual scale that I talk about with, like, other students or other local people, but then also or through interviews, but also in theory and stuff. But I was like, as a woman, I also agree with just taking up space sometimes with mediocrity in any music spaces. So that's what I'm doing today. And I'm kind of just going to play music, and it's going to be very chill and fun before next week's episode. I mean, sorry, in 2 weeks' episode, which will be more crazy and cool and crazy and fun, because it's Fun Drive, which you'll hear more about everywhere if you listen to CITR at all. But it'll be fun. Yeah.
You
want to
donate to Crowdflip?
You want to donate to Crowdflip? I'm hypnotizing you. jump scare. I think I'm just going to start off with a little song just to get us started. And yeah, there's so much new music that's been coming out that, like, I'm gonna start with playing Kalila. I'm not sure, some people with British accents pronounce it differently. Kalila. Well, I heard, yeah, I don't know, but anyways, so a long-awaited, I feel like everyone's been waiting for her to drop some music, and now she's been giving us some crumbs, so really exciting. But yeah, I'm gonna play Contact by Kalila, and we will be back. Yay! Hello. You're listening to Crowdflip on CITR 101.9 FM. My name's Kiana, and I'm here with Lana.
Hello.
And, yeah, so we were talking about, well, I don't know, Lana was kind of talking about, oh, actually, should I bring up the concert first?
Yeah, let's do a little
just quick. Yeah. So last night I went to a concert. It
what
was
concert.
Oh, thank you for asking. It was SmiNo and JID or JID. I don't know. It's controversial. But
do you think they know?
Did someone outside
should
look?
Should we ask?
Hey, you.
Confirmation.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. I. Okay, anyways, yeah, so I don't, yeah, JID and SmiNo. And it was so funny. Basically, in the crowd at one point, my friend looked at me and I was like, this is why I made Crowdflip. Like, this exact
made it for people,
reason. But yeah, it's like, it's kind of sad. I was really excited to go to this concert. I feel like some people went for, because they're two separate artists, so some people are like, I want to see this person more or this person more. I personally was really excited to see SmiNo. I saw him in 2017 at a more intimate venue before he was famous. But, yeah, so that was, like, I'm happy I got to see that because...
Venue in Vancouver?
Yeah,
which venue?
At Vogue, I think.
Whoa.
And then I would have went to see JID, the friend I went with. Shout out Shauna. But I wasn't 19. So it's so ironic, though, because I'm like, I was 19 and I'm usually a huge advocate for all ages shows. But I don't know.
The other side.
Yeah, last night I was on the other side of history. I was, there were a lot of like just really tall, young people. Not, well, yes, people, but like, just, yeah, people being very rude, and I'm not sure where this entitlement came from, but a lot of times, like, at concerts, there are these tall guys that you know they can see over you. Like, you know they can see easily over certain, like, women and stuff, but that is like not enough. They want to be like in front, and they have no problem. And me and my friend were letting people go in front, and usually at concerts it's like not a huge thing, but we were around people that were like, no way you're getting in front. And they were men, and they like kind of responded okay, but then when my friend said something, it was like they just did not even hear, like, we're too tall, we can't hear you. But also my friend is pretty tall, so that's I didn't make Crowdflip for short people. I don't know. Anyway, it's like, yeah, it was just a very like, it felt very interesting and insane and insufferable and invasive and entitled, which, and I feel like I've been to enough shows that this is like a common thing, even if it's like something that you can see just in terms of being uncomfortable. And aside from those things, there was someone who, for some reason, thought he had a responsibility to, he was calling himself the protector of these, like, three girls, me, my friend, and this other girl who was there. And he was being extremely, like,
invasive.
No, he was asking people, which obviously asking people their names is totally fine.
What's
but
your name?
This was,
I'm here to protect you.
Yeah, like, when you say it like that, that's not, I'm not
that
here for
chooses.
That. And then, yeah, he was being very, we're already all, like, really, like, body to body, and it was, it was bad. But this man was doing some very, like, unmentionable things that actually he just should not have been there at all. He should not be around any, yeah, the thing, yeah, it was really messed up.
You're like,
and then
up.
No, literally, what's just, yeah, should have gotten his full name. And yeah, but anyways, so then eventually it got to a point where I was like, security, let me out. And obviously I understand, like, a lot of people were like, well, this guy was like, yeah, get her out of here. Which I understand, like, okay, why would you go into a mosh when you're 5 feet or whatever? But I don't know. I think I would have been fine if these certain people didn't feel so, like, not careful of what was... Because I felt fine. Like, I moved around in the crowd, and it was, like, fine, but it was, like, this particular friend group of, like, these... I want to say they were, like, 15, 16, but, like, incredibly tall people were just, like, not even acting as if they couldn't hear me. The music wasn't crazy loud. It was, like, before the artist came on.
Were they jumping? I bet they were jumping as well.
No! They were literally just looking up and, like, going like this. Oh, I'm doing a movement, but, like, putting their elbows out, which I do understand, elbows out. But me and my friend waited in line for, like, a really long time, too, because we, like, knew this was going to happen. We knew that this would happen, but that's why we waited, and we were at the front. But, yeah, anyways, we got out, and I got to go to the bleachers, and it was great after that. It was fine. But right in that moment of getting pulled out by security, I was, like, middle fingers up. I was angry at these just because I obviously – yeah. And I also do understand, like, people – like, it is a concert, and you're allowed to do whatever you want. But I don't know. Even in places – I've just been in enough situations like this that it's – I'm like, this – I'm not supposed to be here, but, like, why not? Lol.
I once got told to, like, be quiet and stop singing at a concert.
Ew.
Yeah, why are you here?
Why are you here?
Go listen to them on your little iPod.
On radio.
Yeah. She was like, can you stop singing? I can't hear you. You're too loud. And I was like, okay, why are you in the front if you're just going to be on your phone the whole time? Might as well, like, leave and listen on your phone. Anyways, I think that was an Arctic Monkeys concert in, like, 2017, so insufferable stands for sure, but...
Ooh. Lana, I just realized your mic 3 and mic 2 was on.
No!
But I think I turned it up. Well, if you couldn't hear... She was
I need to repeat saying, everything from
she
the
was
start.
Singing and someone told her to be quiet. That also happened, I think someone told Shauna, it's a concert, so if you want to see, go to the back. And that was also, like, a girl, so it was...
Hi.
Hey.
Someone, we have a little...
We do, TITR does tours every day, every weekday at 12 p.m. if you
want
to come back.
If you want this to be you, come anytime.
Not as scaring them. Okay, anyways. Yeah. Sorry, for context, we see people outside.
Yeah. And we're always seeing.
We're for the people. Whatever.
Omniscient.
Literally. Okay, yeah. So anyways, yeah. Okay, but we were talking about, so Lana's taking, enough about that. Lana is taking a music class. And was brought up this guy. Do you want to talk?
Yeah. So for those of you avid Crowdflip listeners, I know you know about Microtones. Because one thing about Kiana. But today we didn't even touch on them. We were just talking about scale and mode, which is, mode is a pretty, like, abstract yet complicated topic, and we don't even need to know it for the exam, but the prof just kind of, like, went on a tangent about it for context. And then somebody had a question about quarter tones, which aren't technically a part of, like, typical musical notation or theory. They're just kind of this, like, construct made to understand scales better. And anyways, he mentioned this mathematician, and how he sort of came up with the whole idea of quarter tones, and equal temperament. And I was like, there's no way a Dutch mathematician in the 19th century came up with that. There's no way he discovered the decimal proof for it or whatever. His name is Simon Stevin.
Fake name.
Yeah, fake.
Industry plant.
Literally, industry plant from the 1600s. Or from... When was he?
The inventor.
When was he relevant? When was he ever relevant? okay, his lifespan was 1548 to 1620.
Wow.
Where old, was I even getting at old. With this? I don't know. Anyways, Kiana and I were just talking about, I was like telling her about my class and how, doesn't even matter.
Say that this guy invented it?
Or no, he said that if you wanted to read further, because there's this one student who loves to like take the prof on a whole other tangent. And it's kind of a waste of everyone's time because we are on a tight schedule. We're running a tight ship here. And a lot of the time it's just like an excuse for her to kind of, you know, prove that she knows something, which is fine. Fair enough. But, yeah, so he brought up this mathematician and then I got curious because I went down this whole rabbit hole of like math and music because music is kind of just an application of math. It's an application of a lot of things, but music theory is definitely some sort of application of math. But I was never like interested enough to delve into that because, you know, sometimes we just want to play it and have fun and listen to it. Exactly. It doesn't need to be dissected. But yeah.
But anyways, no, but the whole thing was like this man did not actually create.
Yeah, this. He was credited to have come up with the 12th root of 2, which is a general mathematical concept that he then applied to like the concept of equal temperament, which is just basically a scale in like most Western music. But yeah, someone rediscovered later on that actually that's inaccurate, and these decimal fractions have been around since the beginning of time. Arab mathematicians before Christ were on it. Anyways, that's just some interesting trivia.
Yeah, I think that's also, I've seen, I don't know if I don't remember names, but I also saw like someone got credited for like discovering, or maybe it honestly could have just been like the first person to make like a microtonal song with like, and it was absolutely not. It was maybe for like in North America,
or maybe Western Europe. Just came up with like a way to explain
Yeah, I definitely think it's like digestible, it more exactly. Because even the way I don't even fully understand it, because the math behind scales is in like so hard to understand. Yeah, and
there's so many different ones.
Oh, Bailey is not here currently, but I've talked to her on Crowdflip before. She's really good with the physics of scales and things like that. But anyways, wait, I'm just gonna play a song. Sorry to cut you off.
On that
you're
note.
Cut off. I'm gonna play some local music because there's amazing women, femme presenting
people. On that
note,
local scale music.
Local music. So I'm going to play some of them. This is Bimbofication produced by ZDBT with Prado Monroe. Infamous Prado Monroe. Okay, enjoy. Sorry about that.
I'm dropping a book, bumping on them and I'm picking up wood. There ain't no nigga tied up in my plans. Let's see, I'm called for the water and snacks. He feel me grips, buying me vips, making us plans, hitting the sand. Leave your booty so exotic, my plans. Won't give him a pussy, ain't part of my plan. Ain't part of the plan. Just
Mega Mall's debut EP, Escape from Lizard City, goes live on Friday, July 1st. Buy the cassette and lyric book on Bandcamp or stream wherever you listen to music. For the last 2.5 years, you could avoid everyone except yourself. Welcome to Lizard City. Now the patriarchy is dead, and we killed it. If you identify as a woman, femme, trans, or non-binary, CITR wants you on the air. You can talk about literally whatever you want as long as you care about it. No worries if you have no experience, we'll train you in everything you need to know. Come by CITR and say hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Hello.
From 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday to Friday to help us never play Led Zeppelin on CITR 101.9 FM ever again.
Hi again, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, you're listening to Crowdflip. I have a special guest here, if you want to say hi. Her name is Sora. Say hi, Sora.
Hi, everyone.
Woo!
Yay!
Sora is avid music creator, mixer, listener.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Thanks, that's you.
Thanks,
I learned
that's
from you,
you too.
The best.
Thanks. Okay, wait, so yeah. You just heard Bimbification with Prada Monroe. I'm going to play some more local music. This one is Kaylee Lee, which I think is really underrated folk artist. And, the way they sound really similar. Whoa. Well, the names kind of sound jumbled. Hi. I'm going to play this song. She usually, all of her other songs that she's put out are with guitar. This one's with piano. Well, I haven't actually listened to the full thing, but the first part is piano. So I'm going to play that, and then I'm going to play Signs. I'm not sure about the other people, but I know one of the artists, Kiana, who's not me, is a local artist. So two other local songs with femme presenting people. But okay, yeah, I'm going to play it. Out of Body by Kaylee Lee. Enjoy.
Telling my secrets to the moon. What does that make me? And what I believe in, is it true? Feels out of body. When it's quiet after two, I steady my breathing. Cause it's all that I can do.
Thank you.
Hello again. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Crowd Flip. So I just played Out of Body by Kaylee Lee. And I said it was piano. It's guitar. Lol. I literally listened to like the first 5 seconds. And I was like, oh, this sounds different. But it wasn't very loud. And anyways. And then Signs by Osias, Venda, Fien, and Kiana. I'm gonna just continue playing music because there's a lot of new music that's been out recently, and usually, yeah, like I said, I feel like I put pressure on myself that I have to read from theory books or like have a super crazy interview planned, but like I said, I support minorities taking up space and mediocrity and taking up mediocrity. Well, okay. Yeah. Also,
yeah. Taking up mediocrity is my new hobby.
Okay. I'm gonna. And no. Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna play some more music. Yay.
I don't wanna.
you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. You're listening to Crowdflip, and you just heard Creme Brulee by Spilltap, Perfectly Not Close by Willow and Eve Toomer, and Maybe It's My Fault by Willow Smith again. And I was saying hate, well, not hate, but like Nepotism Baby, boo, except Willow Smith. Is it a Nepotism Baby if they make good music? I don't know. Anyways, her new album is very good. I'm now here. I was just actually talking about Bailey really briefly about the physics, because we were talking about the scales. Yes. And physics. And I said how I spoke to Bailey on Crowdflip, and yeah, briefly, I just mentioned your name. So she's here now in the room with us. If you want to say hi.
I might actually just plug myself a little bit.
Yes,
here.
Please do.
I don't know if it's going to happen yet. Oh, maybe I shouldn't talk about it.
You should.
Anyways. Well. I spoke with a physicist the other day. It was really cool. I was trying to explain how music worked.
Ooh.
And we kind of could understand.
Whoa.
I don't know. It was cool.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. Like, excited. Go into it.
Yeah, I don't even know, like, because I can't explain anything from the math side.
Was it like frequencies or like
I don't even know. That's what I was trying to, I was like, acoustics. But I was just like, can you maybe tell me how to play a multiphonic with like, by like keeping one note to play like longer and then shortening the other note. But I don't think it's possible. But I was just like, is it possible? Because I don't think is it
like
it
they
is.
Transition.
So like if I'm playing
into each
like
other?
No, like I think this is what my music was trying to notate, but it's like me playing two notes at once and then one of the notes I have to cut off, but the other note keeps going.
Oh,
and like, that's
on
impossible.
Saxophone? Yeah, that's literally.
Like, you could do it.
Like,
you could do it.
Yeah, like a double stop on strings, yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Wait, in terms of...
I should show you the music, because okay. I have no idea.
But on saxophone, how is that possible?
It's not. It's not. Sorry.
That's
I
so...
Think
that, like, is it like a transition? Like, is it like an illusion? Like you have to transition from one note into the other
maybe.
At like equal speeds?
That's genius. Maybe. I'm going to try that. I don't know how I would do it, but like.
But why would they notate it that way?
I don't know.
That's scary.
I know. So I was like.
Well, you're going to be the first to do it.
Thanks. Yeah, hopefully. I think someone's
making
already done
history.
It. I don't understand.
When you do okay. it, they're going to somehow credit Simon Stevens.
Literally.
Even though he's dead. He's going to be like, first multiphonic note ever played by some Dutch mathematician.
They'll trace it back. Yeah. They'll like somehow come to that conclusion. Yeah. Anyways, it's fine.
So, well, can't wait
we'll
to
see.
Hear it.
Anyways, silencing moment.
Anyways,
silence. Okay. I'm gonna play some things, some ads and things, and then I'll be back.
What are you playing next?
An ad. But after that ad, I'll play "Cigarette Taste" by Sheila.
Me after the show.
Okay.
What?
Hello, I'm Addy Wolf, and this is my new single, Mastery. You can go check the music video on my website, addywolf.com. That's addewolf.com. Bless.
How'd it go? Are we done with them?
No, they must have seen you.
I don't have any friends and you can too. Tune into Teachable Moments on 101.9 FM every Tuesday at 4 p.m. if you're a f***ing dork.
I specifically said no geeks.
But my mom says I'm cool.
I guess the butterflies were warning signs. It took some time to realize that you're no good. Maybe should have thought twice. I'm not surprised. What did I expect from you? 'Cause it's too much. These nights get too rough.
back and forth, it isn't fair, baby. I keep on wondering if you'll come back, baby.
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and this is Crowdflip. I played Cigarette Taste by Sheila. I'm gonna play Find Out by Liv, and Liv has a new album coming out in February, and I study to her music all the time. And the way I started writing for Discorder is I wrote a fake review for Liv's album, and Tasha liked or yeah, the Discord editor Same liked editor. It. And I was like, or I don't know, but anyways, so I'm going to play one of the singles from that she released. Yay.
He's brought out in the summer. Pick a flower to you from his mother. So I take my coat off when it's late at night. Cold, I turn him into another. Watch the phone light and turn it face down. Feel my heart sinking into the gutter. Surely we'll make it back to another round. Can't risk it finding out just what I could've. It's so hard to make it easy. Think about it way too much. I'm trying to think about you. All the voices saying stories. I'm steady losing my cool. Can I go on, go through? I'm
Hello again. I keep checking in after every song, which is like, I don't do that, but I'm used to, like, cheers. I said, so many, like, I don't know, interviews and stuff. Anyways, yeah, that was Liv's new song. Next, I'm going to play Earth Angel by Ale Areia, which I interviewed. And if you want to listen on CITR.ca, it was really fun. It was with her and Rosie Ramati, and she's a great producer, artist, person. And yeah, I haven't heard this song either. I feel like I'm catching up on new music, like, during this episode, which is funny because usually I'm like, I need to prepare. But anyways, enjoy the song. It's called Earth Angel. And then after, I'm going to play a... Oh, actually, I'll just promo it now. I'm going to play a song by Kat Larceny called Pleasure is Pain. And quick little sneak peek. On February 2nd, the Fun Drive kickoff is happening. And there's going to be a little party concert show here happening in the station. And one of the artists playing is Kat Larceny, along with Magnolia, Nonarchy, and Punching Knives. Woo! And tickets are $5, super cheap for four bands, like crazy, like, amazing deal. And yeah, it's going to be a great show and really cheap drinks, really cheap. So that's...
There might be shafts,
apparently. Maybe. I'm not promising. No promises. But anyways, Earth Angel by Ale Areia and then Pleasure is Pain by Kat Larceny. Enjoy!
And a fist, throw a punch, won't miss. Tell a pool on the leash tight. Yellow light, but it cute in my step. No sense, but I know how to trust when it feel right. Jack and I get lost, so we roll and flow. Two-faced on a pick side. Got my heart in the palm of your hand. And we can stay here forever, cause you're all mine. My pain and I'm trying so hard to change.
Hi, you are listening to Crowdflip on CITR 101.9 FM. Fun Drive happening February 2nd to 9th. And I just played Kat Larceny, who's going to be one of the performers. Sorry, I couldn't play the whole song. We're running really short on time, so I'm talking really fast. But you're listening to Crowdflip. Tune in 2 weeks for the Fun Drive episode. It will be super cool and fun and fresh. And Crowdflip, yeah, dedicating space for femme-identifying women, non-binary, trans folks in music, and yeah, take up space in the music industry and other music spaces. Okay, goodbye. Have a good night, everyone, and keep crowd clipping and flipping, and no more flopping. Goodbye.